Hey. It's the very first Corey and Joel radio show. How you doing, everybody?
Woo!
This is Corey Hall.
I'm Corey Hall.
He's Corey Hall.
That's Joel Fragamenti. This is our podcast.
That's right. Our very first show. Our very first podcast that is here, and it's going to be funny. It will any minute now.
It's going to get funny immediately. No, this is the Corey and Joel show you're listening to because we settled it like men do. We Rochambeau'd.
We rock, paper, scissored to see what the name of the show would be. If I would have won, it would have been Joel and Corey, but his paper covered my rock, and therefore you get the Corey and Joel.
We were going to call it Dago and the Schnoz, too.
Dago and the Schnoz. Yeah. When you would be the Schnoz.
I would be the Schnoz. Yeah, sure.
I'd be the Dago. Sure. Because
Craig it's like the Fonz, only with a giant nose.
It's the Schnoz.
Oh, wait. The Fonz had a giant nose. Yeah.
But so did Al, who was a Dago.
Al Molinaro, yeah.
Al Molinaro had a Schnoz.
Yeah. Well, Henry Winkler's like a 5'2 Jew who played an Italian.
Woody Allen in a leather jacket. That's exactly what Fonz would
work in the garment district, not riding around a bike.
So those of you that don't know us, which is probably nobody, because I don't think anyone's going to listen to it that isn't our friends at this point, but me friends. And Corey, probably not after this, after we start talking about them, we're not going to have any, but me, Corey, and myself are in Detroit. We're stand-up comics, in addition to being other things. Corey is a movie writer for Real Detroit Weekly. If you've ever looked for a hooker ad in Detroit,
exactly.
That's the place to go for it. Is Real
you've
Detroit
been
magazine.
Looking for strippers, we got them.
Yeah. Yeah, so Corey will write the Corey writes the review of the movie that's smaller than the space they give the stock photo. It's
right.
Really great. It's
when
a
you're
movie.
On the toilet looking for what band to go sleep through during the weekend.
Exactly.
Whichever one of your friends is playing in some crap band. Yeah, read me.
Read Real Detroit Weekly.
Mm-hmm. Stop and read me.
Read those movie reviews. But we're also comics, and we'll tell you where you can come see us do comedy.
So what's going on there, Joel?
Later, I don't know. We're doing our first podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
So this schnook, all right. This schnook, he goes, look, let's go over to Guitar Center, okay? Because
right.
I got a sweet deal on some mics.
Well. Wow.
And he wants me to drop like $375 on a mic because you go in there and this greasy nerd looking schmuck who thinks he's Jimmy Page, you know, he's like, hey man, you're going to need a Schnauzer and a Schnemheiser and a 74-56-62 and you're going to need a pop mic and you're going to need a shell breaker.
A pop filter is what he's saying.
A pop filter and you need a shock absorber and you're going to need these Ernie Ball strings and you're going to need a Les Paul and a Fender and you're going to need you know what you need? More tremolo. That's what you need. No, every radio show needs tremolo.
But what you don't realize is you pop every time you say pop filter. So
I say pop filter?
Yeah. So it's sort of appropriate.
Is this popping?
You're fine.
All right.
Who cares? It's a podcast.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah, we have a pop filter now.
We do have.
It's
we have a beautiful Kleenex.
Excellent.
It looks like a prop left over from some bad elementary school Halloween dance. It's like the ghost.
My mic looks like a Mujahideen. I don't know what it is.
We had real classy mics. Like, that's a mic that, like, Sinatra might have sang with on some 60s TV special. And now we've got it wrapped in two Kleenexes.
Well, meanwhile, you got this big boxy...
I have a big...
The Mercury Theater is on the air.
Yeah.
Live from New York City, Rockefeller Center.
I'm ready to broadcast the War of the Worlds with this
Guy Lombardo and his orchestra with Rosemary Clooney.
So we dropped a couple of bucks today, a couple shekels on a board.
Well, tell them what I did, though.
Some mics. Oh, yeah, so we're in Guitar Center. And Guitar Center, if you have one or just any music shop near you, it's filled with a bunch of tools. I mean, let's be honest. The guys
we're not talking about screwdrivers.
No, it's filled with actual retards, douchebags, stoned musicians who can't figure out, the right end of the cash register to operate these guys. But we're in there because I had to get this board. Bought the board, and the guy said, "We need mics," and I said, "Fine." And I didn't want to drop the $300 he suggested.
Yeah.
So I got Corey, and we looked around. We went to Radio Shack. Now tell everyone about how great.
Well, Radio Shack's nice because there's like two disinterested kids from Denby High School working behind the counter who, like, barely know how to run an AM clock radio. And they're like, man, we ain't got it in the bag.
Yeah, we had to.
I didn't even know, man. This is community service,
that's
frankly.
Right,
that's how I got a job at Radio
I got
Shack.
Aussie cause. That's
By
what
way,
I got.
By the way, I just burped. That was
you
the
did
first
burp.
Burp.
That was the first. The
was
first
that
burp
okay.
on the Corey and Joel radio show. So we're at Radio Shack, and they say that, you can't return. I didn't know this. We found this out tonight. You can't return a microphone.
Microorganisms.
There are health reasons for not returning a microphone.
This is why we need a mic condom. I think this would really...
An actual...
like an actual filter cap. Like, kind of like this...
A latex, the thing that we devised
like
to stop you...
Like this Fakakta Kleenex that we have on the mic right now.
Because you scream into the microphone.
Am I screaming now?
I don't know.
Is this too loud?
No, it's good. No, it's just a little far away.
Is this thing on?
But I can adjust. I have a board. I have a professional piece of equipment here.
Because you went over to Guitar Center. You know what the problem... Every guy who works at Guitar Center, like, seriously thinks he's like Peter Frampton... Yeah. Or he's stringing his guitar upside down, left-handed like Hendrix. You know, it's like all these guys who spent like $50,000 on an education to go to Berklee School of Music or like GIT, and they all think they're freaking Steve Vai, and they all work behind the counter. But seriously, they're like they're driving a 1987 Aerostar, and they live in their mom's basement, and which is not dissimilar from my life. But yes,
and of course, when you told the guy that, it really went over good.
Yeah,
it went over about as well as it is right now.
That's how you do it, though. You gotta
go. So here's the thing. Let me end. So Corey did his little spiel about we didn't want to spend the money. The guy, I think, quoted us. He said, "Buy these mics," and the mics look decent to me. I mean, I know a little bit of what I'm doing, a little bit about microphones recording. And I said,
"Don't
okay,
give away the farm, dude."
Exactly. And I said, "Okay, well, give me mic stands, cables." Okay. So the guy says it's like 180, or I think he wanted 180, 190, and I said. I said, Corey, can you do half of 180? And Corey said, no.
No way! I cannot do that in under any circumstances.
So Corey starts walking out of the Guitar Center.
That's, you got to play bad cop.
Exactly.
That's
and I was
do.
Like, I said, look, man, this guy's my partner. If he's not willing to spend half the money, there's nothing I can do about it. So I proceeded to walk out again. And the guy chased us down.
Yeah.
Like we had left our firstborn child on the damn...
Like Star Jones chasing a plate of ribs.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, it was. He was just chasing us down.
You got to play bad cop. That's what you
it
do.
It was like we were buying a washing machine, you know,
like,
a Maytag.
Hey, Chad.
His salesman.
I'll tell you who's
boss. His name was Pat. And so Pat hooked us. And so Pat said, let me talk to the manager. I'll see if I can't knock this down for you. Yeah. So he goes in
the
back.
The manager, let me talk
probably
to the
takes
manager.
Two hits out of his bowl and comes back and tells us, hey.
Yeah. He had a 12-second conversation
exactly.
with the manager.
Yeah, exactly.
The non-existent manager.
Sure.
So would you show him, Joel?
And the guy came back and he said 150. He said, Corey, you need to have 150.
Look, the
and
wife
he did.
Really wants the washing machine.
Exactly.
The husband's
the husband's
that's
walking
how we
out.
Ran it, because you know what? You're my bitch.
The
that's
wife
how we
wants
did
the
it.
Buick Electra. The husband's walking out of the showroom.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what happened to us at Guitar Center. So we got our equipment, and I think it sounds pretty good. I think we're gonna impress people, because not only do we have talent, we got good equipment, bro.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, we. What's not good? Well, you know,
I want you douchebags at Mars Music to know this too. I am not messing around.
That's
okay,
right.
I'm not getting sold appliances at Best Buy. Some dude with a name tag and a freaking polo shirt. That, hey, man, you need. This Bose audio wave, you can actually hear a hummingbird fart. No, that's not what I need.
Wow.
I want what I want. I'm going to get it.
You can hear a hummingbird fart and you burp. It's amazing what these mics
okay,
pick
I burped.
Up.
All right. All right. I ate a hamburger before the show.
So we're at Guitar Center tonight and we got this together. So let's do a show. Let's do a quick show to make sure this works. And I think it's going all right. So.
And there's a reason we're doing a show.
Why is that?
Well, because podcasts suck. That's why we're doing a show.
But that's the thing. There's no risk.
Yeah.
If we suck, we're podcasters, and since podcasts suck, how bad could it be?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if we're great...
Now, if you're listening to this, you've probably listened to other podcasts.
You probably have.
So you can certifiably guarantee podcast blow, all right?
Yeah.
We're trying to revolutionize the format.
Yeah. But here's the thing about... I was thinking about podcasts. If you can actually get a pod... If you can go to the web and get a friggin' podcast, right?
Yeah.
That means you somehow are like a web genius. You figured out like an RSS feed. You don't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
Sure.
But if you can get a podcast, you're probably such a dork that actual good entertainment and quality comedy probably doesn't apply to your life.
Well, it's a good thing you mentioned dorks, Joel,
because this guy,
we're into this for $100 or so each on this deal.
Yeah.
There are people out there willing to throw away large sums of money, small fortunes, complete and total bullshit.
Such as?
Yeah, well, like this, okay?
Read the story.
Here is a story in today's newspaper. Fans give up all to make movies no one will pay to see.
Does it actually say that?
Yeah, it says exactly.
Fans give,
says,
and that's on the Free Press
by
today?
Tish Wells of Knight Ridder.
Tish Wells.
Yeah. There's a guy, okay, who, the creator of Star Wars Revelations.
Revelations.
Yeah. This is
Here's a revelation. You'll never get laid. There you go.
No, he has a wife, which is the one girl.
Oh.
That's, here's the thing. Marry the girl who's into Star Wars.
Because I guess, sure.
I don't care if she weighs 480. I don't care if she doesn't have anything but stretch pants in her closet, okay? Yeah. And she will. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
But you marry that girl because, you know, first of all, you can have that Star Wars wedding. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the ushers are stormtroopers.
The ushers are stormtroopers.
Right.
Yoda is the ring bearer. Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Little green guy.
Little innocent. Ewok for the flower girl.
There you go. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Those are the Star Wars wedding.
Those are out there, and they scare the hell out of me.
I've never been, but...
yeah, the best man...
That's because I've never been married. Wow. I would have a Star Wars... No, it didn't work. Okay.
I'm just...
But tell us what... Now, how much money did this guy spend? Is it saying
this guy maxed out, like, 2 platinum cards and got a new mortgage on his house. I don't know if there's an actual number.
Well, he's in the free press.
Well, that's...
We're not.
No.
We spent $200 on our podcast.
No, that's right.
And we get no ink.
Here's the best part about this. This guy had to rush the production on this epic.
Yeah.
This 40-minute epic, so that he could beat episode 3 into the theaters, so that his storyline wasn't altered by what happens in episode 3.
So is this becoming between episode 2 and 3, or
these
is it just...
events take place after episode 3? And according to what's this guy's Shane Felix 33,
yeah,
a computer programmer, and his wife Dawn Cowlings, emphasis on cow.
Well,
she put the cow in Cowlings. Their film had to beat the 6th Lucas movie's release date because its plot is based on earlier Star Wars movies, and we knew whatever we did was probably going to get contradicted by Episode 3. You know what would get contradicted? Stepping out of the goddamn house and getting some air. That would be a contradiction in your life, you dork.
Well, if it gets contradicted, then I think it's considered in Star Wars nerddom
mm-hmm.
to be like an alternate story.
And then it's not canon anymore.
Yes, because but you have the Star Wars novels, you have the Star Wars novels don't follow the canon. You remember you can get a thing on the internet if you really look, people, if you get this show.
You hear that?
That's Darth Vader.
No, that's everyone leaving this podcast.
You can get the timeline of Star Wars.
Are you hearing the tumbleweeds?
I know. What are you going to do?
Yeah. How do you start a show off by talking about how dorky other dorks are?
I know. And then but now I'm going to explain the Star Wars timeline that you can, the chronology you
right,
can download.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you go to, Star Wars with a Z instead of an S at the end. Yeah.
I'm going to be cleaning out my ingrown toenails.
No, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll change it.
All right. Enough on Star Wars.
But this guy made a movie,
yeah,
and it's sort of like us because he's throwing his own money into entertainment that no one will ever care about.
He's a pioneer, man.
Much like our show.
Yeah. Well, when this is legendary, okay, when this is enshrined in the theater, in the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City,
our very first The thing about podcasting, and I guess we do need to do
it's
a show
gay.
On this,
that's
but
thing.
You don't even need an iPod. All it is you just download a stupid MP3 sure. file. You don't need an iPod. You can listen to it on your computer. You can burn it to a CD. You don't need a friggin' iPod for this show.
I think
you don't.
I think our sponsors at Apple will quibble.
Our sponsors,
with that
sorry, Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
We love you. I want to have white earbuds hanging out of my ears so everyone can know I'm a douchebag as I walk down Wall Street. That's what I want people to know.
My whole world is
exactly.
lime colored now that
I know.
An iPod.
Isn't
dude,
it great?
I'm in silhouette. I walk and there's
wearing those white earbuds is like wearing a sign that says "I love Dave Matthews" because you know there's just crap. You know no one's got like a really good iPod
no
full
one
of
wear
good
a sign
tunes.
That says "I love Dave Matthews" when they can put on Patchouli. That's just as good.
No, but just iPods are just they're so like
look
the lifestyle.
I'm
going to
tell you
young,
something about the iPod. Okay,
yeah.
I. Did a cross-country trip in a 96 horsepower Kia
yeah.
Rio hatchback when my
with
buddy moved to LA. Yeah, we drove from Detroit to Los Angeles with an iPod, and Kansas would have been homicide if it had
okay.
not been an iPod.
Okay, granted.
That's the best reason
granted,
to have an iPod.
Granted, but there's other players is my point. You can buy a thing from
well,
Creative,
sure.
You can buy a thing from iRiver, that's something that I have an iRiver one, and it's really good. But the iPod, I just don't buy into the iPod.
You're not a trendy
lifestyle.
Guy. You know what, Joel? You're not a brand name guy.
Well, no, I'm a brand name guy.
He has a handbag from Pravda.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Are those Calvin Klein shoes you're wearing there?
Jouy Vuitton bag at home. It's really, it's a lovely thing.
Jouy
Vuitton. It was cheap. You understand?
What are you trying to say about Jouy?
I'm not trying to say anything. So I've pissed off Steve Jobs and the Jews. I'm in trouble.
Oh, well, that's pretty much everybody.
Hey, thank God I'm not in show business. Oh, shit. Anyway.
You're not in show.
No, I'm not. Well, not when I'm doing a podcast. But, yeah, so we decided to do a radio
Speaking
show.
Of hardly in show business, the Sklar brothers, Randy and Jason.
Do people know who they are? We should explain.
They're the hosts of the show Cheap Seats, which is on ESPN Classic.
Exactly. Which
that's a great show,
but that is almost a contradiction because that show is so not a classic.
No,
that you know you're making a show. It's called Cheap, and what they do is they play old sporting events and then make fun of them poorly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think is what they do, and they're appearing live somewhere.
They're shticky, late 20s, early 30s Jewy brothers, and that's their act, right? They're like nebbishy.
They're nebbishy guys,
but we're hip. We're all
hip. They're cool, man.
Right? We like Electro Clash. We have a Death from Above 1979 album.
There you go.
And we're into it. And
they make
fun of the Kennel Club show. Exactly. From
but when they do a live show, do they have to haul out like? In old superstars with Mean Joe Green doing like
Bruce,
the breaststroke,
and you know,
what do you do?
I don't know.
What do you go? You go see those? Oh, you were good. You're good on that show where you make fun of the old sporting events.
Yeah,
but now you're going to tell me how dogs are different from cats for an hour on stage.
I want you to tell you how meta we are here on the Corey and Joel show.
We're meta.
We're making fun of a show that makes fun of other shows.
Wow, I never thought
of it that way. And you get to even better because on Cheap Seats. And this is obsession. I watch this damn show.
I love that show.
Yeah, on Cheap Seats, they recently had the guys from Mystery Science Theater 3000 do a little box in the bottom ripping on Cheap Seats.
Oh.
While Cheap Seats ripped on
some guy breaking boards. That is an interesting thing to do. So you get that show.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have Cheap Seats. They're making fun of an old event. And then you have Mystery Science Theater make fun of Cheap Seats. And then if the guys from Best Week Ever... reviewed that show. That would be another layer of guys making fun of shows.
And let me say, if I punched the guys from Best Week Ever in the testicles, that would be meta. That would be exciting.
Yeah. I'm going to lengthen that gap between Paul Scheer's teeth a little
bit. With a sledgehammer and a wedge. Now, that would be a good show. No. Me pummeling the living crap out of the guys from Best Week Ever. We tape that, and then they do a show about, this was the best beating ever on Best Week Ever.
Look, I don't even think he's on Best Week Ever, but yeah, I got a fistful of dynamite for Joel Stein. That guy, I want to punch him as hard as I can.
Yeah.
I want to knock him into the middle of next week, as they say.
I want to kick him in the sack. Is that inappropriate to say?
I want to slam his head in a car door.
Right.
And then take off in the car and drag his corpse down the 401.
401.
Because I figured he's
in
LA. If
you lived in Los Angeles,
well, he lives in LA, and that's the only time he's not going to come to. What is he going to come to Detroit?
Well, you know what the problem is? You're going to be going 6 miles an hour
in the 401.
Yeah, you're not going to be traveling fast enough to really injure him.
He'll be run over by a pickup truck full of wetbacks.
Take him up
that
the
would
PCH.
Be good. Everyone hates him.
Now it's wetbacks.
What?
It wasn't enough with the Jews. Now it's wetbacks.
Well, but see, wetbacks probably aren't podcasting.
That's a good point. I don't think we're big in El Barrio.
Exactly.
Actually,
They're not downloading the show.
Place we're big is actually in the men's jeans aisle when I have to pick up my 3840s.
Oh, that's the only place we're big?
Wow.
Well, it's the sad fact of life, people.
Are you trying to tell me that the Latino community isn't hip to podcasting?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I stand by that statement.
Unless it's like, you know, an all Tejano music podcast.
There could be one.
Right.
There could be, though. Yeah?
Whatever there is in the real world, there's in the Mexican world, which is like
the slightly duskier,
cheaper version.
No, okay. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah.
You know, like, I think there's a Mexican president, as far as I know. I'm not sure.
Oh, you're saying
Vicente Fox?
No.
Oh, well, he's the actual president of Mexico.
Exactly.
Well, it's like, all right, there's like Brad Pitt. And then they have the Mexican president.
Yeah,
they have Eric Estrada. I mean, it's very similar.
There's Michelle Veith.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know who Michelle Veith is?
No.
She's on a soap opera. She's like the top 10 Google search.
Right.
And she's on a Mexican soap opera. And she's not...
Well...
And that she's like... And you're like, who was that?
Well,
I guess people go to that.
Okay. And then there's like Beck.
Sure, and then there's a...
They have Trini Lopez.
They have Trini Lopez.
Very similar. It's very similar.
They had Selena, and then she got shot.
I like how you trail off. That's
I was building to a joke that never happened.
It was in his head, and it went... It really was. So we're at Guitar Center, and I tell this guy, look, jerk off, okay? I know you think you're Steve Vai, and you were on the, you know, V3, the G3 tour with Joe Satriani, you know, and I just hate that Guitar Center.
I know, but we needed this equipment, and the equipment sounds good. We've done a couple of tests.
God, do I hate Guitar Center. Oh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
I mean, any place where, you know, yeah, you're out of your element, I guess, and I think we were out of our element because... We don't look like rock stars. We look like fat
comedians. We're two fat comedians, is what you're... Yeah.
Yeah, but going up to a guy who thinks he's a musician and going, you know, I'm a comic, doesn't really impress him. It's not really like...
You ever seen a band, though? Care. Like, everybody...
Yeah.
Like, any big popular band, their equipment's probably falling apart. They don't have all this, like, these big amps.
Oh, the big, shiny, leopard skin guitar straps they have at Guitar Center. Yeah. Well, Guitar Center sucks. But we got our stuff, and we won't be going back there. I just want to make that clear.
Pretty evident at this point. Wow.
Well, we're not taking back these mics.
No, now that they're infected with our microbiology.
It was a cute chick at the Guitar Center, though.
They have a girl that like frisks you on your way out to make sure you don't have anything. Yeah. They're like, let's put the cute little college girl out there.
She had a tattoo on her neck and stuff. Did you see that?
Well, meanwhile, I got all these like 42-year-old douchebags in there with the like trying to sell me an amp.
Balding guys with like long hair trying to make it last.
That's a good look.
I know.
I'm going bald gracefully.
Yeah, you're going bald and you're not trying to grow it down halfway down your back.
You don't think the hedge?
Was that what that's called? The hedge?
Well, the devil's hedge.
The devil's hedge? I didn't know. I wasn't
the demon drop.
The Kentucky water.
Kentucky waterfall. Uh-oh. Hey, we're doing mullets.
Mullet jokes.
Let's move on.
Like I said, Corey and I are comedy innovators.
Oh, yeah.
We're not hacks.
No, we're doing mullet
material. We're doing mullet material, you know, 20 we bought minutes these mics, into though, our first
we
podcast.
We could have bought Johnny Carson's microphone.
Was Johnny's mic?
Johnny's microphone.
I saw this. Yeah,
go
ahead.
The auction block. Yeah. Johnny's microphone hits the auction block. Now here's Johnny. Okay, anyway. The on-air mic prominently seen on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show behind a desk from 1960s through the 70s will be offered at a public auction of entertainment memorabilia, blah, blah, friggity, blah. I want to point out that the important thing about this article, they point out in the ad.
Yeah.
This is the label in the ad. When they question about the authenticity of the mic, the label on the Shure Model SM33 unidirectional ribbon microphone reads, Johnny's mic, not Ed's.
Johnny's mic, right. Not Ed's.
No.
You could tell Ed's mic because it smelled like Johnny Walker. That's why you could tell Ed's. I don't know why they need a label.
Bourbon-soaked little bits of tobacco seed on it. Yeah.
He pissed on his grave, though, didn't he, Ed?
Oh.
He loved, you know, I mean, look, I don't want to be, you know, macabre or dark, but you know he loved when Johnny bought it. And he was still, you know, because Ed was the guy that got to tell his side.
I'm not saying it's not valuable, but I think Ed's mic comes with a Moons Over My Hammy at Denny's.
Is it? It's a
giveaway.
Yeah, I don't think Ed's mic is fetching anything at all.
Hidden in a bottle of Crown Royal somewhere. You got to look for it.
But Ed, but don't you think Ed was happy when Johnny died? I mean, not like he's going to tell people.
Oh,
but,
no,
you know.
He was delirious.
Exactly.
Much like when you die, I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be dancing on your grave.
Oh, thank you so much.
Because you're slightly older than me.
Just slightly.
Just barely. Just slightly. I'm going to hold that over you, even though I look like complete.
Well, who was older, Ed or Johnny? I think Ed's older.
Yeah,
and he
outlives a bastard.
That's why. Exactly. So that would be if you died, not me. It would be closer to that because I'm older than you,
and I have the talent.
And you bring it.
That's true. Bringing the thunder.
Bringing Trini Lopez references. That's what you bring to the show.
I'm contemporary.
That's your addition.
I'm hip. Shut up.
Your addition to the show is Trini Lopez.
Shut up, dude.
Hey.
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 I watch the OC. Hey.
Do you watch the OC?
I like Maroon 5. Get off my dick. Okay.
Oh my god.
Come on. I dropped a Trini Lopez.
You dropped a Trini Lopez.
You're so lucky. I dropped. I'm off mic, by the way.
You are off mic.
I'm all over the place.
Doesn't matter.
I move around.
It's a podcast. F it.
I'm glad you developed that attitude this close into the beginning of the show. That's excellent.
Well, it's quality, man.
Yeah.
We've done 25 minutes of show. Look at us.
It feels like 70.
Friggin' geniuses.
25 minutes of show.
25 minutes of
actual show?
No, I'm not fading out. I got stuff to talk about.
We'll talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
You want to talk about your show this weekend?
I was at the Comedy Castle, the big comedy club in Royal Oak, Michigan.
You want to talk about your crazy ex-girlfriend trying to hit all over
boy,
you?
Boy, I tell you, that was something else.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about it, F it. She was...
you did. You tried to F it.
No, I didn't. Yeah, believe you did, me. Dude, no, man. I played it so good. I played it so good that night. Okay, so I go to the comedy, and I haven't seen this girl, and I met her doing comedy. I haven't seen her in, what, 6 months? And so I let her know I was at the comedy cast. She says, well, I'll show up. So I make a reservation, okay? Mm-hmm. She doesn't show up. And then she gives me a text message. Now, if I can veer off slightly, mm-hmm. a tangential moment, I hate the friggin' text message.
Yeah.
Hate the friggin' text message.
Yeah.
Because you get...
You hate it like I hate Guitar Center?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how much I like... It's even more so.
Really?
Because when you have to, you know, keep
your... So we're talking Palestinian-Israeli hatred
It's like, you know, when you have to keep your intimate relationships going based on a 144-character message that's coming over a 2-inch screen.
Let me ask, do the smiley face emoticons count? Do those...
Well, that's what got me in trouble almost.
Oh, is that what it was?
Explain. So I tell the girl...
What's the smiley face for, I just want to lick your box? Is there one of those? Is
there an emoticon for that? I'm not sure if there's an official internationally recognized want to lick your box emoticon.
Is there a tongue emoticon?
Well, it would be what, a parenthesis? Or would it be two opposite? Like a close parenthesis and then an... Oh, no,
well, you could do like a... You could do
a
like
bracket?
In bracket or an inverted slash?
A parent... Yeah.
That's a good question.
With a... Okay. Anyway, so I
send us in your letters and emails telling us how you would do an oral sex emoticon.
I'm sure somebody's figured that out. So she sends me a text and says, "Hey, I missed the show, but I want you to come meet me at a bar after." So I say, "Okay, I'll go to the bar." I haven't seen her in 6 months, and I really didn't even want to go because I was pissed she didn't come to the show because I had good shows, right? Good shows, and they were actually great shows, and she didn't see it, and I was like, "Okay, that's fine." And so I show up at this bar. In a meeting, maybe she was drunk, but she's all over me. I mean, literally, like, touching my thigh under the table.
On you, like, ugly on a monkey.
Like, well, I'm not saying that about her. Are you making fun of my ex-girlfriend's appearance?
No.
Okay, well, let me. This is no prize. We're not talking about a physical specimen.
Well, it's a prize.
It's a prize.
It's like one of those prizes you fish out the claw machine.
Yeah, the crane.
But it's not like the really good Tweety Bird doll. That like bizarre green and orange Mexican parrot that's been sitting at the bottom rotting for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And all the carnies have jerked off into that tank a couple times.
It's the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, novelty baseball helmet. That nobody wants. That's in the bottom. That's what my ex-girlfriend looked like.
It's
anyway,
that Quebec Nordiques jersey that's at the flea market.
Exactly.
That you
pick up. So she's all over me, but I'm like, hey, I'm not returning the favor. That was my thing, man. I was like, I'm not going for it. I'm not gonna like
this guy hasn't gotten laid
kiss her.
Since the
I'm
Ford
not gonna make. I'm not making out.
He's
with
over
her.
Here playing cool.
Yeah,
no, that's a good move.
It was a good move. It was a good move. It was a good move.
Your other move,
which was what?
He's a comedian. He's doing a show.
Yeah.
One of the big clubs in town.
Yeah.
And he invites a couple girls. Knowing,
oh, yeah.
Knowing
yeah.
the ex-girlfriend's going to show up.
Yeah.
He invites his roommate and this other chick he's trying to bang. And he invites them to the thing.
I didn't, well, yeah, that's not
technically
right. No, that's
a smooth move, though.
It didn't work because they didn't show up at the same time. But it was an effort.
They were on CPT.
It was a good, it was, they're not black.
Oh, okay. Well,
we've offended the black.
Crazy people time. I don't know.
Caucasian people time.
Yeah, we're trying to hit the whole show.
We're trying to offend everyone in their first show. So, no, so she, so I go over to the bar and she's all
Asians,
over
the second hour you're coming up.
That's right.
Worry.
Look out. Look out there, guys. You can't drive. Anyway, we're not doing hack material at all on this show. Where's my egg roll? Okay.
I hear their penises are small. That's just
really?
A theory I heard.
Did you really? I need more starch in my shirt. Okay, let's go. So the ex-girlfriend, she's all over me, and I play it cool. She's like, oh, what shows can we go to? I said, well, I got Oasis tickets. Can I take your Oasis ticket? Can I go with you? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I'm not... I told her, I said, look, anyone in the world could go to this. I haven't decided.
Anyone.
And I said, and that includes you. You're part of anyone in the world. That was the move. And is that a dick move or not?
So she's in the running with another 6 billion others. Right.
With,
yeah.
Tribesmen in Africa have as good a shot of going to the Oasis concert.
Liam Gallagher.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, whatever.
I think that was Hmong.
But I think it went okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. It went okay. Like, Saturday was fine. And I sort of maybe felt bad afterwards, like Sunday. I was sort of like, hey, maybe I should have been a little more affectionate.
I think your penis felt bad. Maybe was,
I was sort of like, hey, maybe I should be nice to her. So I send her a text because that's what she likes to do. And we're back to text. That's why I hate text messages. And I put down, I said, hey, it was nice seeing you. And I know I didn't give you a hug and a kiss, so here's a couple. And I did the XO thing at the bottom. Yeah. And I sent it off, and I was just expecting a nice message to come back. Hey, it was nice to see you too. And that's it. We'll leave it there. And then maybe some other time.
And then she text messaged back, why don't you die, you fat, fat slob? Is that what it was?
No, she goes, I have enough hugs and kisses in my life without you. That's what she sounds like, too. But, yeah.
I have enough hugs and kisses in my life without you.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, man, she was all over me. And I just wrote her back, and I was like, hey, you know, I just... who was being nice. Right. I don't know why you're offended by me saying I like to see you. And she's like, we're not getting back together. I don't want to see you again. And I was like, who wanted to get back together with her? Not me. I mean, maybe, but I wasn't like, you know, holding on to it.
Well, it's your fault, Joel, and you know why.
Because I was a nice guy?
You have a penis. You are to blame. Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, so yeah, I get this.
Now, what didn't she have, did she, no, you went to the bar with her.
Her friend was there.
And her, oh.
And yeah. I think, yeah, I think her friend was mad at me because some guy tried to pick her up and he was a real tool. He was a real, like, chachi. And he just, like, he literally couldn't speak English well. And I hate to make fun of stupid people, but that's kind of what I get paid to do. And that's what I did. Right. And she was like.
You're implying that you can speak English well.
Yes, I am. Okay. Implying that. Yes, I am.
I'm with you. I'm conceding that point.
Me can speak well, okay? Just stop. And so me, I said smart. To her. I made fun of this guy, and her friend was like pissed at me. And that, but that, I mean, I know where you're going with this. Is that the friend? Is
I have a theory about this. I have a theory about the friend.
Go ahead.
She's a total bitch. That's my theory. And I have a theory about this. It applies to every friend of every girl you've ever tried to lay.
That might be right.
Every girl you've ever wanted to bang, the friend is a total bitch. That's the theory I have.
And I think in this case, that's probably what happened.
No, I feel tested. I'm going to take it back to their lab, do some research, get a control group, study this.
But
no, that's their job, though. They want to be... The friend is always there to keep you from having any fun. That's what they do, man. They're like... They're protecting the baby. They're like the mother robin, protecting their little robin.
I understand that.
And, their little precious little egg. They don't want to break. They want the little precious little baby egg to break.
Or they're cock blocking. You know, there's already a phrase
that
for
too.
It.
Yeah, okay.
There's already a phrase that doesn't involve...
I'm getting
involve,
baroque, but, you know...
that doesn't involve the Audubon Society. But it was nice. That was lovely. And, yeah, but the friend ruined it.
Because
the friend didn't like me.
Because
and I'm sure she talked about her.
Bitch.
She's a bitch. Okay. That's Corey Hall speaking.
I was going to say something else. But she's a bitch. It rhymes with punt.
It rhymes
with first
punt.
Letter C. Last letter T. You fill in the middle.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
So I think the friend on her 30-minute ride home got a hold of her.
And oh, you like, know she got a hold of
her. Yeah, I know she got a hold of her.
She got her freaking Mama Robin talons deep into her neck, drained all the lifeblood out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And so by Sunday, by the time we were on like our third text message going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
I decided I really have to make the call, the actual voice. And I knew she wasn't going to take it. You know what I mean? And I just said, look, if
she
this is
going
to
take what? Your penis into her mouth again?
Or my telephone.
Oh, the call. Oh.
She took my penis better than she took my
phone.
She had no problem picking that up.
She handled that fine.
Yeah, she handled
it's
that
the phone
good.
She has a problem.
She was a champ with that.
Right. Text messaging, that's an issue.
Text messaging is a problem.
Your shaft in her mouth,
oral
that's not
sex
a problem.
I can
right.
deal
sure.
with.
Your nuts banging
you know,
off her chin, that's fine.
Yeah, so I was just, I called her and just said, look, I know you don't want to see me anymore, and this is why I'm a great guy. And I'm saying this, because I don't know what else will, I'm a great, I said, I'm leaving you alone. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you got the problem, I said I was happy to see you, and now we're having a fight over it. That's it right there.
You gave her the old...
Gave her the old V.
Flying V?
The old British... That's the worst
inverted.
Thing you can do in Britain.
Really?
Is the two... It's worse than the one
I
finger.
Heard the worst thing you do in Britain is brush your teeth.
Well, that's true. Now we've offended the British, the blacks...
Bring it on, slap
the Mexicans.
Okay? I have some very good English friends, very
Steve
good British
Jobs.
Friends.
Yeah.
And they're all wankers.
Are they really?
Yeah. Sawed off, you tosses.
Get bent, you horse's arse.
But I love that Office. That's a good show.
The Office. Yes. You gave me The Office. I got to watch The Office.
You have to watch those, man.
Before The American Office. So, yeah, the ex-girlfriend's out of the picture, dude. It's gone. It's over. It's all
That's
over.
What you say now.
I say that because you know what's going to... This is... this. But see, this is the point.
You know what's going to happen next week?
She's going to call me or she's going to... No? What?
Text message.
She's going to text message me that evil, the tool of the devil.
No, you have the tool of the devil.
I do. I should text message her that this podcast is available for download from joelthecomic.com.
That's a seg if I ever heard
and
one.
And if
man.
You want to get it, honey, wow. You want to hear what I really have to say, this is it. Our wonderful podcast.
That's an amazing segue. I
setting
just
the
right
world.
Now.
Well, you have to plug. You got to okay. plug.
Well, you
where
tried
are
to
get this podcast.
You tried to plug, and what happened?
Corey, not letting the sexual innuendo go.
Oh, well
for even
you know
a
what
second.
I could do, Joel? We could
What's
do
that?
Joel. We could do Dick Pertin Radio, and we could never get anywhere yeah. in life.
Somebody who knows.
No one will
know
ever
anymore.
Hear this podcast. If you're outside of Detroit, let me tell you what Dick
tell
Pertin
you,
is.
Tell everyone who Dick Pertin
Dick
is.
Dick Pertin is this guy, about 70, with this big, bushy walrus mustache, living off his past, playing golden hits of the 70s, 50s. And now here's one from the Spinners. You know, it's like, yeah, he's on the oldies station. His big thing is the Dream Cruise, which I'll do a whole show on the Dream Cruise.
Oh, we're going to be live broadcasting from the Dream Cruise.
No, we're going to be live anywhere but the Dream Cruise.
Dude, I live
summer.
A block from the Dream Cruise. Man.
The Dream Cruise, for anyone who cares, is this big, giant auto. What it is a bunch of old farts who can't feel their prostates anymore, and they wheel out these, like, they wheel out these old cars, and they clog up the freeway for, like, 3-4 weeks, and it's just a brutal mess. It's a bunch of old guys with pot bellies riding around in there. Hey man, did you know my Cuda's got a Hemi? And my dad's like the biggest Dream Cruiser of all time. I can't believe I'm talking about the Dream Cruiser already. I promised myself I wouldn't.
Well, we have to save it, man.
That's
we have
for
to save
coming this summer.
Making fun of podcasts.
2 hours on the Dream Cruise. Corey's going
to
do it.
And the Dream Cruise.
Yes. So you are listening to the Corey and Joel podcast.
It's the Corey and Joel radio show. That's
this
what
is
I
a radio
it's,
show.
I think it's called
Corey
the radio,
Joel
show.
Radio show. Sure.
I mean, I think the radio show is a better
radio's a dead
name.
Format, but whatever. I love radio.
So do I.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing. But we're not doing Dick Pertin Radio. That was the point. That no. You started out with your main fun Dick Pertin.
All right, let me see if I can
guy.
Sum up Dick Pertin.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's a unfunny douchebag. I don't know if
now we've offended Dick Pertin.
I don't know if my language is clear enough on this. Let me state again categorically.
This is Corey Hall talking.
Unfunny douchebag. That's
I
how
may,
you sum up.
At some point, Mr. Pertin, I may need a plug on your show.
He's one of these guys who talks very smooth like this. Dick Pertin, everybody.
Mr.
Hey,
Pertin.
This morning on the Dick Pertin Show, we're going to be talking to Mayor Coleman Young, who's been dead for 12 years. They bring on some guy who does the worst voices in the world you've ever heard. Local radio is garbage, and that's why we're here, baby.
Mr. Pertin, I may need a plug. You know, I'll be appearing at Joey's in Dearborn, April 22nd and 23rd. So maybe we could get a spot here and...
let me tell you some more about this douche Dick Pertin, okay? All right, this guy's about as funny as ball cancer.
All right.
Actually, ball cancer's funnier than Dick Pertin. Dick Pertin is the least
nobody
talented,
knows.
Worthless piece of crap.
Nobody even knows who Dick Pertin is. All right. So if you
imagine
just...
Rick D's only all unfunny.
Right. I'm not going down the Dick Pertin road.
All right.
Why were we making fun of Dick Pertin when Imus is around? Why are we wasting our time with Dick Pertin?
You're right, my friend. You were very correct.
Drew and Mike still exist and are number one in the
just
morning.
Imagine Rick. Imagine Rick D's only without the talent.
He's cousin Brucey.
Oh, God.
If for those of you that are fans.
It's amazing you can love something that sucks so much, like radio.
Yeah, it does suck, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Aside from, like, the Stern Show, and, like, maybe, like, I might listen to, like, the Dan Patrick Show on ESPN, which isn't considered, you know what I mean?
What about Man Cow? Are you a big Man Cow fan?
Yeah, here's what I like to do. I like to gouge my eardrums out with a Phillips head screwdriver. More than I like listening to the Man Cow radio show. This guy, first of all, okay,
man
not,
cow.
Now you're firing me up.
Not turd. live in the studio today, turd is going to stick a needle into his rectum. Here it is. Okay. I can't believe this. On the show later on today, we've got Andy Dick, and I will set a girl's breasts on fire.
Oh, no, you're
turd,
wrong.
Turd. Oh my God, turd! Put the baby down, turd.
Please, I'm.
Sorry. It's a big Chicago radio guy, and...
Yeah, he's... And he thinks he's going to get the Stern markets when Stern goes to Sirius, and he so sucks, and he's so not getting them. And even if he does get them, he's going to get thrown. I say let him get them, because he's not going to last.
I love the Lord. I love the Lord, Master Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, bring in the strippers.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Like, yeah.
It's the world's most downloaded woman. We've got her in today.
There's like girls picking up dollar bills off his console with their vaginas. And then it's, I love the Lord and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Isn't he a Republican too?
Yeah,
isn't
he's like a conservative Republican, but his whole show is about farting.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing.
He's a brilliant no talent. He's so bad, it takes talent to be that bad, though, I think.
He probably didn't burp into the radio unintentionally, like I did earlier in this program, which I still feel mortified about, but...
I think by now people have forgotten. That was 20
Well,
minutes
it's ago. Callback.
Callback.
Dude, that's what we do in comedy.
Bert. See, you bring out a topic, then you bring it back for a big laugh at the end.
Like that whore ex-girlfriend of yours. Exactly. See, there you go.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. How about that text messaging?
Ooh.
The evils. If you hate the show, send me a text message. Because not only do you hate the show, and that'll make me hate you, I hate that it's in a text message. So text message me your hatred about the Corey and Joel show. That's what I think people should do.
Yeah, we've changed the world.
But what if we were talking about the ex-girlfriend, and we were talking about Dick Purdy?
We were talking about Mancow.
Mancow,
Imus.
He sucks. And Imus, and he sucks too.
You were going to go into something else.
Well, Imus is now in the MSNBC studio.
That's amazing.
Like, he's actually there with, like, the anchors.
Yeah.
And you ever seen the anchors? They got hot chicks now. See, MSNBC did this right now. This is, I tell you about this all the time.
Well,
and I'm going to say this, and you're going to get pissed, but listen, forget one goddamn second.
I'm listening.
Fox News, which you hate.
Yeah, I do.
You know why Fox News is great, and there's two reasons. Number one is the technical thing that Fox News is done live. They don't do taped reports. If they're going to report on something, they send it to a live person in the field, and they have discussions about it, and people like that. It doesn't seem canned. CNN is canned. Headline News is canned. Sure. Fox News is live. And Fox News has hot chicks. That's the other reason Fox News is successful.
You know what I like about Fox News? That everything's an alert.
Everything's an alert, but that's why it works.
It's like, a baby today enjoyed a big bowl of split pea soup. That's a Fox News alert.
We're flying in a logo. And
right, yeah.
Shepard Smith is
I like that they're homicide bombers.
They're homicide bombers.
Because when you blow yourself up, too, that doesn't count for anything. Because, of course, if you bombed correctly, you were a homicide bomber to begin with.
Yeah,
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's lame. But my point is...
Like about Fox? Britt Hume?
Yeah, Britt Hume, yeah. That's
that guy's
tough.
Guy's 7 days older than
but
dust.
They've got hot chicks. See, that's the thing. It's almost like Mexican television. It's like you
now
got
you're back
old
to the Mexicans.
Guys.
Why are you
well, not? Mexican first of all, Mexican television is brilliant.
Super Sabado Gigante Internacional. Go!
Go!
What are you talking about?
Lucha.
Don't get me started on Univision.
Lucha.
I will do an hour and a half on Univision.
But Fox News is like Univision in that it's hot chicks and old guys.
Right.
That's what's genius about it, and I love it. Never see Mexican TV, you never see an old woman, you never see a young guy.
Yeah.
It's old guys with giant mustaches and stuffed in suits that they really can't fit in, and hot, leggy brunettes, and oh, it's great. But Fox is doing the same thing. But here's the thing, MSNBC is doing that, and they got that the chick that's with Imus in the morning. Listen,
well, it's like the Macarena. You're right, it's like, you ever see
the video
for the Macarena?
With the, like, two mariachi guys.
Sure.
And then, yeah. But Fox News is like, but Imus ain't even as handsome as a mariachi guy. He looks like a mariachi guy who died and was dug up.
Imus isn't he looks like Dia de los Muertos is what he is. He's not handsome as Frankenstein.
No,
Imus.
Imus is frightening. Oh. He's the but he's on there with this hot chick Amy Robach, who that if you've ever seen her. And it's just like she doesn't want to be on the stupid Imus show. With Charles McCord and these old fossils on there.
What are you talking about?
Well.
In the news today, I-Man, I had a bowel movement. Wow.
Coming up later on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Cokie Roberts about her panties. Yeah.
Here we do dueling Imuses.
This
is the Imus in the Morning show.
So, Andrea Mitchell, are you still having your period? Oh.
Andrea Mitchell's last period was during an episode of Maude in 1977. Are you kidding me? Andrea Mitchell hasn't bled in decades.
Oh, man. But that's the Imus show, man. He tries to be ridiculous. And he,
Imus in the morning coming at you now. So I was on the ranch. I was painting. I was painting and did my photographs.
My son Wyatt and I.
My brother Fred.
I wear a whole shirt.
What's his brother's name?
Fred.
Fred.
Fred takes those pictures.
My brother Fred takes pictures of the desert and thinks they're pretty cool. Imus in the morning show. That's great, I-Man. That's wonderful. I'm Charles McCord.
You see this picture of a big cactus? Oh, that's me standing there.
You know what's amazing about you and I, Joel?
What's that?
We've spent a lot of time on something we absolutely hate that no one our age ever, ever listens to or watches.
See, my dad will listen to I-Miss. Like, I'll get
your
my
dad is 60.
My dad turned 60, yeah, this month.
Yeah.
And I'll get in the car and it's I-Miss. And sure. I'm like, who wants to listen to this crap?
No, people a half hour past like, dead Howard's listen to I-Miss.
On. Listen to Howard, and I put on Howard, and he likes it, but he goes back to I-Miss. It's you know why?
The chickens come home to roost. That's what it is.
Some shows run at a quick pace.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of quick paces, we've done 45 minutes now of our show. What? What are you doing? You want a break? Corey wants to break. Want a break? It's all right.
I'm giving hand signals so you don't say you want a break.
You're giving me like I don't know. I thought you're calling in a quarterback screen there. Hey, we're going to take a break for a minute. We'll be back with more show for you right after this. With you, it's the Corey and Joel show. That was Block Party from their album Silent Alarm
with the song Banquet.
The song Banquet, good album. Go get it. I think it's on Vice Records in the U.S.
This is not a music show, but we like music.
We like music, but we don't want to see... The reason we don't want to play a lot of music on the show is because there's probably people who would hate something like Block Party. You know, British dance music, guitar-based.
Like your dad.
Yeah, my dad. Well, my dad will never listen to this.
He'll listen to Imus, and he won't listen to this?
Well, my dad has dial-up modem. He's not getting this show.
If you got dial-up, you're never going to listen to this show.
I'm not going to be like, here, Dad, here's a CD of my show where we talk about Star Wars movies and...
You trying to bang your ex-girlfriend.
Me trying to bang, yeah, exactly. I won't be giving
We're not using names on this show, right?
My ex-girlfriend Kim, we won't mention her name.
We're not going to mention Kim?
I'm not going to mention Kim's name anymore. Okay, that's fine. No,
so
I'm
not going to say... Never
mind. I'm not going to talk about Kim. No, that's it. That's fine, though. Whatever.
Okay, we'll talk about
whatever.
Jen. You won't talk about Kim.
We'll talk about Jen or Kim or Dana or any
we're
of
good.
These people.
We're good.
Tana.
We're going to
talk about Tana?
No.
You don't want to talk about Tana? Okay, then we're not going to talk about Tana.
All right, so anyway, no. Why would we do that? No.
We're not going to talk about Tana.
She's blonde now. Anyway.
Tana's blonde, though?
Yeah.
Maybe she looks good blonde.
Yeah.
Tana's a nice-looking girl.
We're not talking about her right now. So we're
Tana's
gonna...
a good egg.
It's okay. If I have a good story, we'll talk about
okay.
it. Okay. Nothing to talk about.
Our future shows will be The Dream Cruise.
They hinge
why
on...
podcasts suck and your ex-girlfriend, Tana. Those are future sure. subjects that we'll talk about on the show.
No, we're cool right now, so no. I don't have any... If believe me, she steps out of line, she's on the show.
I wish it was cool with me and some ex. Okay. But it's not.
We're going to edit this part of the show right
now.
No,
we're not editing any person.
No, we're
show.
Not. Let's talk about Mort Krim. No.
What is Mort Krim? No one knows who Mort Krim is.
No, Mort Krim's syndicated on the radio with his
syndicated
second everyone. Thoughts.
Mort Krim, for those of you who don't know, was a Channel 4 newscaster here in Detroit for a long time. And
if you have the White Stripes second
yeah.
album,
what's
their third album?
Was it The Hardest Nut?
The Hardest Button to Button.
No. It was something about the squirrel getting a nut.
Yeah, what is that song?
I don't know. I haven't listened
we
to that record.
We should know this.
I like that record, and I just... I don't remember. It's Elephant. It's behind you if you want
it's
to
it's on Elephant,
it.
And he does
look,
a
it's on the intro. Bottom shelf behind you. The last one on the left.
I'll be back in one
we have to get a White Stripes album to figure out the name of the song that Mort Krim is on. Meanwhile, it's the very last one on the left, dude. Keep going all the way. You see it? There it is.
Got it.
Mort Krim's song is called what?
Little Acorns is a song that Mort Krim appears
yeah,
on.
Okay, Little Acorns. So that's Mort Krim. And he does a radio show and... Or is it just a radio thing he drops in? Like, is it like a Paul Harvey
yeah,
kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a little, like, intro segment where he gives little homilies and special moments and thoughts. It's called Second Thoughts with
yes.
Mort Krim.
Yes. And what did you want to talk about
Mort
Krim's
thought,
by the way? Oh, okay.
Del Mar may not get the top grades or be the best player on the team, but he honors his school by the way he's conducting himself both on the court and off.
Who's Del Mar?
Who the hell is Delvar?
Exactly.
That's the question
Delvar?
I had about that.
Who the
yeah.
fuck is Delvar?
Delvar. What kind, look, that's like a white guy trying to make up a black kid's name. Delvar?
Delvar.
Didn't Delvar battle Captain Kirk? What
I don't know.
Who is Delvar?
Anfernee's brother.
Exactly. Lamangelo. That's a real black person's name.
No, there's a real Lamangelo?
Yeah. There's and his brother Orangelo.
Where are they from, Lamangelo and Orangelo?
They're from like Watts or something. I don't know.
What do you mean they're from Watts? Like, do you actually know guys named Lamangelo?
Yeah, I know a guy named Lamangelo.
You know a guy named Lamangelo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny you talk about names. You know, me, Corey, like I said, if you've listened to Joe, like you just tuned in now, which is impossible. If you're just tuning in, me and Corey are comics, and there's a phenomenon.
We're left of the dial.
If somehow you fast-forwarded to the 54-minute mark of the podcast.
I would skip minute 37.
Yeah,
that was
horrible. 37 sucked. But 54 is real good. But, you know, in comedy, there's a lot of black comics who have these crazy names, like these one-word names, and they're all ghetto, and they're horrible. You know, there's, like, Coco Pop, and who else do we know? We know the Mighty Snow Cone.
Yeah.
We know...
Blackberry.
Blackberry. Black, and then it's black, and then B...
Black and Mild.
A-R-R-Y. Black and Mild. We know a guy named Chill. Our favorite guy ever was Problems, and Problems' whole stick was, every bit was, I got problems, y'all. Got problems. Didn't know I had problems. I got problems. I got a cable bill.
Problems. That was his act.
I got a car note.
Ooh, I got reading problems.
Problems.
Education problems.
I got girl problems. So anyway, so there's all these black comics, and me and Corey, when we got started in comedy, we thought we needed a hook.
Are you giving this away? Because this is our trade secret.
Was it? Do you not want to do it now?
No, no, we're going to give
we'll
it away.
We'll do it later. We'll do it later.
Joel and I came up with our own names if we were going to be black comedians. They're outstanding. This is like on Def Comedy Jam. Can you imagine it? Can you see it now? Are you visualizing it? Is it in your head?
You and I on Def Comedy
Jam? Ladies and gentlemen, or like a Showtime of the Apollo with like Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Put your hands together for the comedy of Cornbread and Grape Soda.
Yeah, we were going to be Cornbread and Grape Soda. Those were going to be our black comedy names.
I'm not trying to say anything bad. I'm just saying it's innovative.
They would have been great names.
See, white guys are like Jeff Foxworthy.
Exactly. But, you know, they're still great names. There's going to be a Cornbread.
Jimmy Pardo.
And a
Grape Soda. This is like hilarious comedy names. I mean, yeah. Like, you know, even Gallagher isn't that inventive.
Even Gallagher. Carrot Top.
Gallagher 2, that's a funny name, though.
Gallagher 2 is a funny name. For a great
But no, act. It's like every black... It's a, so every I want to be the comedy of menthol.
Shucky ducky.
Shucky ducky. Shucky ducky. Earthquake.
Earthquake.
That's real good. That's, you know, if you're like, you know, because you weren't really sure from the visual that he was fat. But the guy's
but then the earthquake. Right. Then the earthquake. And then you knew earthquake
there
was
there. There was a guy named Tsunami, but he had to quit.
There was a guy named Tsunami. Wow.
I was watching 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
And they had this thing about this tribe in Thailand called the Mokhen. They're split between like Thailand and Burma.
Okay.
And they're like fishermen, nomadic fishermen. And they knew the tsunami was coming because they watched the birds leave.
Oh.
And they like saw the tide was going out and they were like, let's get the hell out of here. And they hit it up for like the hills. And so nobody on that island was hurt by the tsunami because, see, they're. There's an advantage to being a dirt poor.
Yeah, I know.
You're being a primitive backwoods cracker ass.
$12 worth of damage.
Thai culture. Right, exactly. Like six strands of bamboo floated out in the ocean and their whole village was destroyed.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But they all lived.
Yeah.
And so not only did they survive the tsunami by being primitive and in tune with nature, but they'll never ever hear this podcast so we can make fun of them.
Oh,
we can
bust
on
them
all. Yeah.
So, but they don't, then do they not get the, what is it, $1 million a person or some crap like that?
Well, they probably are screwed now by 60 Minutes coming and putting cameras on them.
You think so? Who went?
Bob Simon.
Oh, yeah, he goes out on that. Bob Simon's the guy that goes, like, wasn't Bob Simon was captured in Iraq, like, during the first Gulf War and stuff? Like, he's always doing wacky shit like that.
It was cool, though.
Like, you never see, like, Steve Croft... goes and interviews Jimmy Buffett down in, like, Key West.
Oh, yeah. Ed Bradley doesn't leave the continental United States.
Oh, you kidding me?
Right?
No, not at all.
He doesn't leave LAX or LaGuardia. I mean, he pretty much, his whole...
Yeah, that's
the
Bob Simon
at the
segment.
Ramada on 61st and Broadway.
Me?
I mean...
But Bob Simon goes. Bob Simon... I've realized our show now appeals to everybody over the age of 70.
I know, we're
we
doing
talked
old
about
people
IMIS
sick.
In 60 Minutes.
Well, look, here's the thing. I think Ashley Simpson's a stupid whore. I can't talk about that.
Well, okay. If you
and
want,
first
you
of all,
want to go
she's
there?
Dog-faced.
Oh, no, nah, this is
Joel
it.
Likes
this. This is it. This folks, the next sound you hear is me punching Corey in the face.
No, this beak on Ashley Simpson is unbearable. You
the attractive...
Look, all
right. Look, okay. Here's my thing with Ashley Simpson, okay? Look, she's what, 19?
Mm-hmm.
And 19-year-old chicks are hot.
Oh, yeah, 19.
But, yeah, exactly. And 19.
Ooh, talk dirty to me.
19-year-old.
I think I had pubic hair the year she was born.
19-year-old chicks are just hot. I mean, you'd have to be real nasty to not be hot at 19. Now, your claim is that Jessica Simpson is the hot.
No, Jessica's the hot one. Sure, absolutely. She's gorgeous.
She's blonde. She's got big cans. Ashley's kind of flat.
Out of your mind.
I wouldn't kick Ashley Simpson out of bed.
That's true. You wouldn't kick Rue McClanahan out of bed at this point.
Well, I'd break her hip. I wouldn't want to do that. Why? I'd be cruel.
You wouldn't cook. Never mind.
No, but I think
you wouldn't kick Shirley Hempel out of bed.
Oh, Shirley Hempel, please.
Actually, you couldn't kick her out of bed.
Well, she's
you have
dead.
To
Shirley
forklift
Hempel.
Her. Oh,
God,
she is
God,
dead.
God
oh,
rest.
No,
God rest. A moment of silence for the great Shirley Hempel, please. She was so healthy and alive, wasn't she, while she was here?
Shirley. Now, are we going to explain every reference on the show?
Shirley Hempel was Shirley on What's Happening.
I think we're done explaining references, though. We've been
you
doing that
so?
A lot. Yeah, let's cut it. If you don't know who Shirley Hempel is, turn this off. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, I explained who Bob Simon was.
Listen to PK and J, okay?
PK and J.
Listen to some 22-year-old kids who don't know shit about nothing, okay?
We're going to talk about PK and Jay later on another show.
Okay.
Just when our,
we're teasing so many shows.
Because our show isn't an established, wonderful podcast.
This is the only show we're ever doing, by the way. You're going to tease that we're going to do more shows.
Yeah, because we spent $250 on equipment. We must
goddamn right, we're
shows.
Doing 12 shows a week, guys.
We're doing these shows until this equipment pays for
We're
itself.
Sucking up more bandwidth than you ever imagined.
That's right. That's right.
This is going to be harder to get our broadcast than to download a Star Wars trailer on
exactly.
the day it pops.
It is going to be like the Paris Hilton address book.
Exactly.
That's what it's going to be. We could talk about that. I have that.
The Paris Hilton sex tape. We're dominating
the
internet.
Sex tape. We are doing it. We're all over the recent hot stories that was 5 weeks ago, the Paris Hilton address book.
Yet timeless at the same time.
Timeless at the same time. It was a class. It's going to be hard to top the Paris Hilton address
book. No, it's going to be hard to top this broadcast.
This broadcast? Well, this is the only thing that can.
It's not really a broadcast, but it's going to be...
It's very narrow.
It's a narrow cast, but it's going to be very hard to... We're not narrow, but we do narrow cast.
We're broad. We're very
broad. We're broad, but we narrow cast.
Broad shoulders, broad hips.
Broad...
appeal.
Cock shaft.
Not really. But you realize we played Block Party into a discussion about, out of a discussion about Imus, into a discussion about 60 Minutes.
Hey man, that's how we roll.
Well, we talked about black comedy names. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Well, look, if you want me to come on here and talk about how much I love Maroon 5, it's not going to happen.
No.
Okay?
I can guarantee you there's no podcast about somebody loving Maroon 5.
Here was what was amazing in my life today. I realized... Now, earlier today on the show, not on the show, because everything's on the show now,
yeah,
but earlier today I was talking to Joel on the phone, and in the background I had on the MTV Road Rules Real World Challenge.
Oh, you're making me sick.
Now, here's what's great. I realized today, after I was watching this, because I was just flipping channels and this was on, I was talking to Joel about what we were going to do on the show today, or what we were going to do, or, you know, nonsense. I realized I don't watch MTV anymore. I'm finally old enough to not watch MTV.
Exactly.
Except the people on the Real World Road Rules Challenge are older than me.
No, there's some old people on the, you know, the Real World Road Rules.
If you were on the Real World in 1993, it's time to get off MTV.
Exactly.
It's time to graduate.
You should be on...
Go on Home and Garden. I don't care. HGTV.
Go on the DIY channel.
Bravo.
Something.
Go on something a little more upscale, because you... Like, Beth Stalarchuk from Real World 2 was on that show.
Ugh.
She's about 7 days younger than Cher. I mean, she's like 38, 39.
She's got to be. If she was 25 on the show and that was in 93, then yeah, she's that old.
You're being real generous with 25.
She
was 27. She's 27. 27 at least.
Yeah, she's 25, so that makes her
93.
40. Whatever.
And she's like trying to, you know, she's trying to catch water balloons with her mouth. And it's like, what is wrong with you? They had this thing, they were walking on, like, stilts, and they were, like, trying to...
springy boots that made you
taller.
Those
are cool. They were, like, anti-gravity springy boots, but, like... And then they were, like, trying to squeeze oranges into a cup, and like, when are you too old for that?
I know. Well, you know, here's the thing. When you're talking about reality television, Fear Factor has upped the stakes to where...
Sure.
You have to squeeze oranges on springy boots now.
Right.
People won't accept anything less dangerous.
Do you remember
than
when
that,
we just watched people live in a house?
Yeah, it was amazing. How bored were we?
We just watched strangers live in a house.
When kids right out of college
was
exciting.
Right. It was here's a 22-year-old girl from Arkansas and a guy from Harlem who wants to write for a source.
Yeah.
And
they just hung out.
That's all they did.
No one won $1 million.
No, they
on
had to
the
make
world.
They had to make shit up on that show to like
They're like, you guys have to run a business. And they're like,
you have a trip to Jamaica. It was like, they were like, they had $7 between them. I knew one of the guys on the original Real World.
Oh, you knew that,
Andre.
Oh, Andre, he's in Detroit, yeah.
He's a Detroit rock and roller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
big star.
That's a
big star. Big
star. Exactly.
Detroit rock and roller. That narrows it down to one of...
Yeah, that and 250 will get
10
you...
10 billion guys. But, yeah, but the Real World was like a thing. You didn't win money.
No.
You didn't compete for it. No one got voted off.
No, you'd watch people sit and sit around. That's all they did. They didn't do anything on that show.
You're right. They didn't.
Now it's like, now on that show, you know, they're like, hi, welcome to your house, and here you're going to massage a midget. It's like in the first 5 minutes.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Now it's so artificial and phony.
But doesn't everyone have to do each other? Isn't that the thing on that show?
Yeah, now they're required by law to bang
Everybody
each other.
Has to have sex on the Real World.
They're stupid like mad fiends on that show.
Is it because... Here's the theory I have. Maybe we don't care about Real World because we're too old to be on it.
Yeah, well, like, I was too ugly to be on it.
Well,
to begin with.
Yeah, well, so was I.
No, you know what? Maybe when the, like, 92, when it was first on, I could have been on the show.
You could have been on.
But I was in high school, so.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was long out.
Not long out,
but not loud enough.
You were out.
To where I didn't. No, but I think that's part
You're
of it.
You're not out now, though. You're still in the closet.
I'm in. Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Like, you see John Brennan from Real World Los Angeles. Real
he was
World
the,
too.
Yeah, he was the hick singer from Kentucky who was real naive about
Owensboro,
stuff.
Kentucky.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
The guy's like, the guy's pushing 270. I mean, it's like just giant,
he gained
fat,
a lot of
out
weight.
Of shape.
He gained a lot of weight.
And run around in a tank top on a beach trying to catch water balloons
it's
in his mouth.
It's a horrible show.
Filling his pants full of hard-boiled eggs for air entertainment.
Here's the MTV show. Now, have you even seen this? I think I explained to you. My Super Sweet 16. Have you seen that show on MTV?
Oh.
You got to see this.
No, this is what's good about my life. I don't
exactly.
see these shows anymore.
If you
anymore.
Ever see this, it's these. It's rich girls who are turning 16.
Yeah.
And they have to throw a party that costs $100,000.
Wow.
That daddy must pay for. And this girl was trying to get, like, she was trying to get Beyonce to perform at her Sweet 16 party. And they ended up getting, like, you know, they wanted Beyonce or, like,
yeah.
Limp Bizkit. And they ended up getting, like, Less
they
Than
ended
Jake
up,
or something. They got
Trini
like,
Lopez. That's
yeah,
what they ended up getting.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. Call back. No, they ended up getting, like, some bad West Coast ska band to play at it. And it was just, and there was, like, slam dancing. And then the girls were all upset that their Sweet 16 was ruined. And how will they go on?
Yeah.
After their Sweet 16.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep.
Are
now.
You going to?
You know, they could have gotten, like, Bright Eyes. That would have really
They could have got Bright Eyes.
Like, you know what? Palace Brothers.
Palace Brothers. Iron
the
and
Palace
Wine.
Palace Music.
Yeah.
Iron and Wine.
Iron and Wine.
Pedro the Lion. Get some real uppy, cheerful music for that thing. The December.
God, we are all over the
place. The Decemberists. Let's get them up. Well, that would be kind of good.
The Fiery Furnaces can show up at your Sweet 16.
Iron and Wine played
Iron
my 16th
We had Smog at our Sweet 16 party.
Yeah, he sang songs about coal miners and black lung disease. It was hot.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's an awful show. MTV's just bad.
We are all over the place, and you know what?
We've
I don't. I like
about,
it. You know what?
We've mentioned the Decemberists.
I dare you to keep up with this show.
Yeah, you can't. You got to be hip to listen to this, or else...
Or lonely.
Or lonely.
Hip or lonely.
Something like that.
Speaking of unhip.
Who was unhip?
Woody Allen.
Oh, how... Now, Corey, as we've established as a movie critic, you saw the new movie, which is called what? What's the new movie?
I guarantee you this on this program. You will hear my reviews of the latest films whenever I feel like giving them.
Is there a clause that you can't talk about a new movie? Like, or you can't run it, or is it like...
We'll talk about that on another... In this town there is, but there really isn't.
Not in the world of podcasting.
There are no rules in the world of podcasting, so eat a bag of fuck you.
But the new Woody Allen, because I have to say that, you know, as a comic, Woody Allen was like an inspiration for me to get into the business.
Woody's great. I love
great.
Woody.
I wear these glasses that sort of look like Woody Allen, I guess, in a fat Italian.
You look like Woody Allen if someone injected him full of Ricotta. You look like Woody Allen.
Well, I mean, just in a basic sort of sense.
Oh,
and
man. Look at your
and he
laugh
was,
on the...
Isn't that great? My laugh on the spectrometer, it's wonderful.
It's great.
But it's sad to see what happened to his movies. Isn't it?
They're
I
so
mean,
sad.
Like, it's
here's,
awful.
Here's what happened. His new movie is Melinda and Melinda.
Yeah.
Starring Radha Mitchell and Will Ferrell, along with Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah.
Chloe Sevigny goes from blowing Vincent Gallo to being in Woody Allen's movie.
In The Brown Bunny.
Gobbling his knob.
Oh.
In The Brown Bunny, which I saw, not very few people in America saw The Brown Bunny.
Yeah.
I not only saw The Brown Bunny, Vincent Gallo then came in and talked to me
for
like 2 hours.
You got to hang out
with
Vincent Gallo.
But that's a whole other show on
exactly.
Vincent Gallo.
We'll do a Vincent Gallo show. We got 3 minutes left
okay.
of the show.
Let me bitch about Melinda and Melinda before we get out of here. Here's the thing. The concept is that Wallace Shawn from my Dinner with Andre,
mm-hmm.
who was also in my, who was in The Princess Bride, who was, yes, he's this little short bald guy. And he was He was the, you know, he got killed with the poison in my Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Wallace Shawn and this other guy are arguing about whether life is comedy or tragedy.
Yeah.
And so this other person they're at dinner with tells them a story, and the two of them who are like playwrights spin the story their own way.
Yeah.
And it's like two movies at one time, and they both suck complete ass. And it's like in the comedy section, Will Ferrell is doing all the Woody Allen parts.
He's doing the, like, John Cusack's done.
Right, and he's like, you know, and it's like Will Ferrell trying to be like, and you know, at one point, Josh Brolin plays this really handsome doctor who's gone on the African safaris, and he's got these, like, you know, big antlers on his wall. And like, Woody's like, is he on call? Maybe they need a hunter because a zebra got loose on 60th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's like Will Ferrell's trying to do Woody Allen's material. Yeah. And meanwhile, people in this movie talk like it's 1946.
That, you know, that's where he went wrong. Because remember in that movie, Everyone Says I Love You, where it was like the musical? At the end of the movie, everyone meets at a Groucho Marx party. Now, who can relate? Who's ever been in their life where everyone dresses
in Melinda
up as Groucho
and Melinda,
Marx?
They go to a Halloween showing of The Raven with Bela Lugosi in it. Or like the black, no, is it the Black Cat? The Black Cat with Bela Lugosi. I'm like, is there anybody, and it's like all these 35-year-old people hanging around at dinner parties talking about which Stravinsky piece they like the best. And it literally, Roddy Mitchell walks in and goes, oh, I'm afraid I look like the wreck of the Hesperus. And I'm like, what in the hell is wrong with you, Woody Allen? Walk, leave like the six blocks of the Upper East Side that you live on.
Yeah.
I was going to call him a Jew, but
we've bashed the Jews.
I distinctly heard Jew eat.
Jew eat?
I heard. I think he
but
heard
that's when he
Max.
Was, that's
Max. He was.
Look, Max.
35 years ago, it was funny Max. That he was stuck in the 40s. It was like Woody was this guy in his 70s. Stuck in the 70s. Now he's writing dialogue for like 35-year-old people.
I know. It's
who talk about Duke Ellington. And I just wanted to rip their throats out and spit in their necks.
Woody Allen has lost his comedic touch. Let's be honest. Yeah. And maybe it was just his whole scandal.
He's
maybe.
Lost his comedic touch as much as I've lost the touch of a woman lately.
So Melinda, thumbs down.
Two thumbs down. Brief, it's two movies.
It's two movies
in one, and they both blow.
Two.
There are
two bad movies.
There are black guys in the movie.
Oh my
dialogue,
god!
Which is a first for Woody Allen.
What are they? Rob Will Ferrell or what? Happens?
No. One guy's a piano player from Harlem.
Bobby Short's in the movie. Bobby Short was in.
Yeah.
Was in Hannah and Her Sisters. Right. I mean, there's a black guy in a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, he's like, you know,
this is good. Well, you know what?
That's the end of the show.
I think we've come to it because we've come to 72 minutes. You can burn this to a CD if you don't have an iPod. So we are going to play out of here with more Block Party. This is the first Corey and Joel comedy show. I think it went well. What do you think?
I think it was okay.
That was okay, too. So we're going to play a little more Block Party. If you want to look the show up, joelthecomic.com is where it's going to be posted. And probably Podcast Alley and stuff like that. And then you can send us email. Let us know what you thought of the show. Send it to me at joel@joelthecomic.com. And we'll see you, next week?
Absolutely.
More Block Party?
Can you take it?
We're out of here.
Block Party was on Pioneers.
Block Party, Pioneers.
Corey and Joel in the tank.